In yet another grim episode of ethnic bloodshed, four Punjabi men were recently gunned down in the Nokshi area of Balochistan. From bus shootings to train bombings, like on the ill-fated Jaffa Express, which was, notably, en route to Punjab, Punjabis have increasingly become targets of orchestrated violence in Balochistan. These are not random crimes, they are the result of calculated efforts to create ethnic fault lines within Pakistan, weaken its internal cohesion, and damage the fabric of interprovincial harmony. What is most alarming is the growing evidence of India's direct involvement in funding and orchestrating these attacks, under the BJP's watch. While the world sees Balochistan through the lens of development and deprivation, India sees it as a wedge to exploit. From the confessions of captured Indian spy Kulbhushan Jadhav to intelligence reports from global agencies, it is clear that New Delhi has long been nurturing anti-state elements in Balochistan. BLA receives logistical, financial and ideological support from Indian handlers. Likewise, elements of the TTP, though ideologically driven, have found patronage and sanctuaries across the Afghan border, once again under India's influence. All these nefarious designs on Pakistan are part of a broader Indian strategy: destabilize Pakistan from within so that it eventually breaks apart. The Punjabi community, representing the country's largest ethnic group, has become a primary target in this vicious campaign. Under the leadership of Modi and BJP, India's hostility has acquired a distinct ideological tone. It is not just about borders anymore, it is about identity. The hatred for Pakistan, which stems from the very basis of the two-nation theory, is now deeply fused with a broader Hindutva-driven animosity against Muslims. This ideology manifests in India's domestic politics through lynchings, discriminatory laws like the Citizenship Amendment Act, and the systematic marginalization of Muslims. Internationally, it takes the form of aggression towards Pakistan, attempts to isolate it diplomatically, and now, as seen in Balochistan, efforts to weaken it from within. The irony is staggering. While the BJP-led regime brands Muslims as terrorists, they have no hesitation in seeking validation from Muslim-majority Gulf countries. Modi is often seen being decorated by Muslim rulers, welcomed with royal protocol, even as his administration pushes an anti-Muslim agenda at home. The same Muslims that are demonized in India are then conveniently used as a means for economic gain abroad. India's persistent provocations are a ticking time bomb. Both India and Pakistan are nuclear-armed nations, and continued destabilization increases the risk of open conflict.